بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending to his existence. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. We ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Summing up what has been mentioned before, it is affirmed that Allah Ta'ala has 13 attributes which were mentioned repeatedly in the Quran and Hadith, either explicitly or implicitly, and that the Prophet was keen to teach them to everyone. These attributes are existence, al-wujud, that is, Allah exists without any doubt; oneness, al-wahdaniyya, that is, He is one without a partner; eternity, al-qidam, that is, al-azaliyya, that is, there is no beginning to Allah's existence; everlastingness, al-baqa, that is, there is no end to Allah's existence, subhanahu. He does not die or change; non-needness of others, al-qiyamu bin-nafs, that is, He does not need anyone else. He does not need anyone else, and everyone else needs him. Power, al-qudra, that is, Allah has power over everything that is mentally possible, which may exist at one time and may not exist at another time. Will, al-irada, which is specifying the mentally possible with some of the attributes it can have over other attributes, and with time versus another time. Knowledge, al-ilm, that is, Allah knows with His eternal knowledge everything. He knows His self and His attributes, and what He creates of His creation, with one knowledge that includes all what is known, and that does not get renewed, change, decrease, or increase. Hearing, as-sam'a, that is, Allah hears with His eternal hearing, that is not like the hearing of others. His hearing is without a beginning, and the hearing of others is created. With His hearing, Allah hears all the hearable without the need of an ear or any other instrument. Sight, al-basar, that is, Allah sees with His eternal sight, that is not like the sight of others. His sight is without a beginning, and the seeing of others is created. With His sight, Allah sees all the seeable. He sees His self and creations without the need of a pupil or any other instrument. Life, al-hayah, that is, Allah is alive with a life which is eternal and everlasting, that does not resemble our lives. It is not by soul, flesh, blood, ligaments, or bone marrow. Speech, al-kalam, that is, Allah speaks with an eternal and everlasting speech, which is not letters, sounds, or language. And non-resemblance to the creation, al-mukhalafatu lil-hawadith, that is, He does not resemble anything of the creation. Since these 13 attributes were mentioned many times in the Quran and Hadith, the scholar said that knowing them is a personal obligation, fard ayn, upon every accountable person. Since eternity is confirmed to the self, that of Allah, by the textual and mental proofs, His attributes are eternal because a created attribute entails that the attributed self is created. Because it means that the self changes from one condition to another, and whatever changes needs someone else to change it. The one who needs cannot be an eternal God. Rather, it is an originated creation. since it has been definitely proven mentally that Allah is eternal, then his attributes must be eternal. By this, the author finished talking about the first shahada and its explanation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on al-Islam, to forgive our sins and accept our good deeds, and Allah knows best. والحمد لله رب العالمين.